evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. And this is Live Talk. I am Kev Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home this Monday, February the 7th, 2022, due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections.
But first, let's take a look at COVID-19. The Ministry of Health reports that two people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and 67 tested positive for the COVID-19. According to the Ministry of Health, 5,362 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since the pandemic started.
The Ministry of Health also reports that over 4.3 million Zimbabweans have so far received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and at least 3.3 million their second dose.
We will also be talking to some people who will be contesting in the March 26th council and parliamentary by-elections in Zimbabwe.
And in sports, Senegal beat Egypt 4-2 in penalty shootouts to win the coveted Africa Cup of Nations trophy after Sadio Mane missed a penalty in the 5th minute of the game. He's called the penalty winner. So many teachers are boycotting classes. So we'll also talk about that briefly. Go ahead, Marvelous.
I want to chingamiza nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk nemuswemuvhuro February 7, 2022. Nasi tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika gadziriro yemabyelections ari kuitwa munyika pari zvino. Tichange tiine hurukuro nevamwewo vari kuwanikwa ivo vachikwikwidza vachimirira mapato akasiyana-siyana munyika pano pachirongwa. Tichange zvakare tiri kutarisa zviri kubuda munyaya dzemutambo wenhabvu apo takaona Senegal ichitora mukombe weAfrica Cup of Nations nezuro mushure mekukunda Egypt, kunyangwe zvavo vakambowanikwa vachitatsurana vakasvika ivo pafull time vari 0-0 ndobva vapinda mumapena atikaona. Bhora irori rakanakidza vazhinji nekuti munhu wese anga akatarisira kuti chiiko chingabuda. Mafaro angatori here mukombe kubva kuWest Africa, asi takazoona Senegal ichitora mukombe uyu kekutanga kubvira vapinda mumakwikwi eAfrica Cup of Nations. Asi tombodzokera pamamiriro akaita denda reCOVID-19, tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu vaviri vakawanikwa ivo vachibatira denda iri reCOVID-19 nezuro. Asi pane vanhu 67 vakawanikwa vachibatira denda iri reCOVID-19. Kubva denda iri ratanga, Ministry of Health inoti pane vanhu 5,362 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19. Uyezve tinoona kuti nyika inozivisa kuti yabaya nhomba vanhu vanosvika 4.3 million munyika pari zvino, kunyange zvavo vakatarisira kuti vari kuda kubaya vanhu vanowanikwa ivo vachisvika 10 million kuti nyika iwane yavanoti ivo herd immunity. Todzokera zvakare mune zvatanga tiri kutaura nyaya yenhabvu, ndo imwe iri kufadza vazhinji, asi tichange nhasi tiri kunyanyotaura azvizhinji pamusoro pemabai elections achange ari kuitwa munyika muna March 26 ekanzuru neparamende. Tichange tichida kunzwa kune avo vachange vakamirira nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kuti zviko zvavari kuruvimbisa veruzhinji vachange vari kuvavhotera.
Yeah, kunjalo marvelous. I think the first person that we are talking to today is Mr. Takwapulu, who was a member of parliament from Kulumane, and he was under the People's Democratic Party and was recalled, you know, by the PDP, by a man identified as Mr. Rukanda, who the High Court actually said he was not a representative of the PDP. And then there was a ruling, you know, that said Mr. Pulu and others, including Mr. Tendai PD, should actually return to parliament. But this did not happen until the president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, announced by-elections in Kulumane, Mutare South, Mutasa South, and other places. So let's hear what Mr. Pulu is going to do for the people of Nkulumane if elected.
We have begun the campaign in earnest, and the first thing that we are doing currently is just checking the voters' roll and analyzing it to ensure that there is no anomalies. There are a lot of anomalies that you can find, such as people who have been omitted from the voters' roll, people who have been included from the voters' roll from other places. So we're still looking at that. Second thing that we're doing is that we're asking people to go and register, especially those who had not turned 18 at the last election. We urge you to go and register, because registering in this by-election is crucial, because we are launching a people's movement, a citizens coalition that is rooted in the people, and we need your support in this by-election to make this project work. We haven't yet had challenges with the police, but we understand that in Kwekwe there has been cases of harassment of our members by some Zanu-PF members who literally abducted them, took them someplace and were harassing them. And so we'd like to call upon the police to act fairly, but also to act swiftly in cases where people are breaching the electoral code of conduct. Should we encounter any problems, because we expect that as the elections intensify, you know, we are likely to have those kind of things, we will then, you know, let you know, let the public know, so that they may also intervene. In this election, we promise to fight for the people's rights, to fight for the people. The promise in the last election was to fight for the people. The reason why people end up promising, making election promises that they can't keep, is because you would have promised people things that are outside your mandate. Building a road, building a bridge, are all within the mandate of the executive. That is to say, the ministry and the minister. As parliament, we give them a vote. We give them huge amounts, each budget, to implement these projects. And then our next job is to monitor whether they are implementing these projects. It is not our job to implement the projects ourselves. And MP does not get a big vote, a big budget to do these programs. So what we promise is to fight to ensure that the ministries are doing their job, to ensure that the budget is working, to ensure that you have a working budget, to ensure that your things, day-to-day issues that are affecting you, are addressed, and to highlight problems as vocally as we can in parliament and in the committees, and also to come to the community to pick up those problems and those challenges. One of the overwhelming problems is the lack of jobs. Young people have no jobs. Some have never worked in their entire life. So we need a government and we need an economy that can generate enough jobs to accommodate all our young people, not just a few. 10 jobs, 13 jobs is not enough. People need jobs in order to access health, to access education, to be able to pay local government bills and, you know, send their children to school and so forth. The elderly need to be able to access their pensions. You know, right now, when I was doing feedback meetings, last time, people were complaining about the fact that their pensions amount to about $10 at that time. And in fact, even that $10, it was difficult for them to get it, to access it. It was so difficult. And the vast majority are not even on that scheme. Social welfare is not coming through to feed these people who have no jobs. Sometimes food is distributed on a partisan basis and so forth. You don't know how criteria one person gets food, the other doesn't. We know that there's the whole issue also that we're saying young people should do projects, which is fair and fine because we want young African people who are innovative. But at the same time, there's no you need the capital for that, and you need an economy which has people who are working. Because if you start a project, you need enough people who are working to be able to buy your products, whatever it is that you're offering. So we are back to jobs. You know, when our young people go to South Africa across the road to go and work, they don't go there to start projects. They go there to find jobs. Jobs are what absorb a vast number of people. But of course, from there, we also expect young people to innovate and also create jobs. But the government has to create a conducive environment, and that's what we want to go and shout about and ensure it happens in Parliament. Lastly, I would like to urge people to go and register to vote, and I would like to ask you to vote for Jajai Vumile Phulu in the Nkulumane by-election, and to vote for the Citizens Coalition for Change, a party that is rooted in stakeholders, a party that is rooted in the people, a party which has the
country, which has the character and stakeholders. Thank you. There you are, marvelous. That is Mr. Kutsuka Phulu. He was the Member of Parliament for Nkulumane, and is very, adamant that he can bring a lot of change, in Nkulumane if re-elected, after his recall by the People's Democratic Party. So, kunjalo ke ungafaka kunapo, national marvelous.
Vanova Ivo varikumirira batho reCCC. Vachitaura ivo kuti vachange vari kukwikwidza kuNkulumane uyezve vane zvizhinji zvavari kuda kuitira nharaunda iyoyi. Vanotaura ivo kuti kunyange zvavo munguva yapfuura vanoti havasvika kunyanyovimbisa zvinhu zvakawandisa sezvinoita vamwe, nekuti vati ivo vamwe vanouya vachivimbisa kuti vachavaka migwagwa, vachaita zvakati, zvinhu zvisingaitwe, basa risingaitwe naMP, asi vati ivo bhajeti yavanowana sevadare muparamende haisi zhinji. Saka ivo vanenge vachingoenda kuparamende kuitira kuti vanonyatsoona kuti mapolisi acho ekuita kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka agadziriswe. Saka ndo zvinhu zvavari kutaura vachivimbisa kuti havasida kuuya vachitaura zvakawanda kuti vachaita zvakati nezvakati nezvakati, zvavanoziva ivo mumwoyo mavo kuti hazvizokwanisika, asi vari kuvimbisa kuti vakagoterwa vachaudza pundutso kunzvimbo iyoyi.
Yes, let's listen to this Ndebele interview that we did with him. And then we go to other issues. So here it comes.
We have begun the campaign.
No, I think we are trying to bring the other interview that he did with Studio 7. So I think there we are.
So this is the Ukangasela Uvord. In the Ukangasela Uvord, which is the Kanye, let's check it, I'm a few voters wrong. Which is Kondi. So in the Ukangasela, analyze the voters wrong here too. So we're going to see local. Okwesibili esikwenzayo ukuthi siyakhuthaza abantu ukuthi bayarejista ukuvota. Sikhuthaza ikakhulu abatsha abafikise iminyaka engu-18 this year kumbe last year ngabahambi bayarejistela ukuvota. So ngokunye esikwenzayo mina lokho ngiyakwazi ukuthi akungabi ne-visibility, kodwa yiwo umsebenzi obuya andubana liqalise kugijima lisenza ne-visibility. Kumele sibone ukuthi abantu bonke bayarejista. So ngiyabakhuthaza kathesi ukuthi abagijime baye ezveki kule bleeds. Sizabanika ama-centers lapho okurejistwa khona, ngoba asekhona khona phana eNkulumane ama-centers akhona. Sizabanika bagijime bayevota. Sizabuya ezindlini door to door, sifika kucommunity sibatshele ukuthi baye ngapho kuyavota. Lokubancedisa ukuthi sihambe nabo abahambe bayarejista. Okwakathesi besingakabibehlupho namapolisa. Kodwa siyezwa ukuthi kwezinye izindawo njengasekwekwe kunabantu abathethwe ngabantu be-ZANU PF bavalela sambwe kuthiwa bayatshayo sikhangele ukuthi amapolisa azancedisa ezintweni ezinjalo eNkulumane-ke besingakakubona. Kodwa kungaba khona ukuthi siyahlukunyezwa ngamapolisa kumbe kulabantu abahlukumeza abanye bevayoleta i-code of conduct yama-elections, siyabe singabuya sihlabe umkhosi sitshele uZulu asincediselayo ukuthi bafake imizwa kuhulumeni kulekelani ukuthi kuluza abantu. Ukuxoshwa kwethu ephalamenti saxotshelwa ukukhuluma izinto ezithinta abantu. Sasikhuluma kakhulu kubhajethi, sitshela uhulumeni ukuthi imali ayisebenzise njani. Sisala ukuaprova amanye amabhajethi nxa ayengalunganga. Si-opposa ukutshintshwa kwe-constitution ukwenzela ukuthi umnankava azinike amandla. Zonke zinezinyana izinto la kumakomiti e-accounts, accounts committee yakhulu. Sasibanga umsindo, sivusa izindaba, kwase kuthiwa abantu abazingabaxosha njani. Nakhona kuyani ukwala ukusukumela umuntu okuquluza inondlo yelizwe. Kwathiwa hayi, sizaba nesitatisi sokuba rekhoda. Sicela uZulu ukuthi asibizele ephalamenti. Ningakhangela ukuthi ama-MPs ayesebenza kudala khonapho ngesikhathi sabogugurawula adumileyo njengabosidini malunga babedume ngokuthi bayekhuluma ephalamenti izinto okumele zenziwe. Njalo bayekhangela ba-expose i-corruption ekhona, ba-expose into embi eyabe isizakala ngaleso sikhathi. Thina-ke okukhona ngathesi kule-corruption eningi, kulezi mali ekumele zifike ebantwini ezingafikiyo, kulama-projects okumele afike ebantwini engafikiyo, njalo kule economy le misebenzi okumele icreatwe engacreatwayo, sibone abantu bethola imisebenzi. So owami umsebenzi kuyaqhubeka ngilwela ephalamenti njengalokhu engakwenzanga ngesikhathi ngisephalamenti. Nami ngomunye wama-MPs akhuluma kakhulu ngezinto ezithinta ilizwe ukuze abantu ama-problems abo aphele kumbe abe nganeno. Kuzafunakala-ke ukuthi mina ngingaya ephalamenti ngenze umsebenzi-ke okugijimisa uhulumende, ngisenza i-oversight, sibona ukuthi umsebenzi wabantu uyenzeka. Engathi ngixoxa labanye abantu besithi phulu kasikuboni phulu kutholakala ngaphi, phulu ama-projects owenzayo iwaphi. Ngathi ngibachasisele ukuthi hhayi u-MP wenza lokhu nalokhu nalokhu, siyasibe nemihlangano enje enje enje. Base besithi ye, kodwa thina njengama-citizens phela sifuna ukwazi izinto lezo kumele zifike kithi. Kasoze thina sikudinge ukuthi zibone ama-project ukuthi enziwa yiwaphi. Njalo okunye sebe sikubuza ungayisiki ukuthi kumbe siyasona kumbe kwenzenjani, kodwa okunye nxa usithasisile lathi siyazwisisa ukuthi lokhana siwomsebenzi wakho, lokhana siwomsebenzi wakho wakuqalisa lapho ugcina lapho. Yikho lapho kumele silungise khona kakhulu, sibone ukuthi imeseji leyo iyafika ebantwini, bathole ukuchasiselwa ngendlela epheleleyo. Esikhathini esiningi sithembiso izinto esingasoze sizifeze ukuthi siyabe sicambe amanga, sakhuluma imisebenzi engaphandle kamandla ka-MP. Ukwenza umgwaqo, ukuletha amanzi, ukwakhela abantu, zonke izinto lezo zenziwa i-central government, yiyo elamandla oku-implement. Yiyo ethiwa izimali, izigidi lezigidi zokuthi ba-implement imisebenzi enjalo. Eminye imisebenzi, imisebenzi ka-council, kuse-separation, kwe-division of labor lapha phela. Sithe abantu amandla ebantwini. So nxa sithi abantu amandla ebantwini devolution, kule misebenzi eyenziwa yi-council nayo iqhathe abantu abenza leyo msebenzi, kodwa u-council elawo amandla ukuthi ahambe ayekhangela ukuthi abone ukuthi imisebenzi leyo iyenziwa. Owami umsebenzi kuyalilwela ephalamenti, ngiyebona ukuthi imithetho ebhalwayo iqondile elimazi abantu, ngoba esikhathini esiningi okulimaza abantu yimithetho engaqondanga. Ngesikhathi se-Gugulawundi abantu babulawa ngenxa yokuba kulomthetho othi kule curfew, kulomthetho onika isoja amandla ukuthi alidule abantu kungabi le-accountability. So ngomunye kumele siye kukhangela indaba yemisebenzi ikusupha abantu kakhulu enkulumane nasenizweni lonke jikelele. Uhulumende kumele acreate imisebenzi eminingi, abantu basebenze njengakudala, bavuke bagade amabhasi baye emsebenzini. Isizathu sokuhlala edolobheni kubana kumele usebenze, uthole indlela lawo yokuthi unakekele imuli yakho. Khonokhuyana yikho kuswelakala kakhulu. Umsindo oningi nokuhlupheka okuningi nokudubeka okuningi kusukisela khona lapho, ngoba kumele wenelise ukuthi uthenge ukudla, kumele wenelise ukuthi ugade amabhasi, kumele wenelise ukuthi uhambise abantwana esikolo, ubhadale amanzi kakhansela, uthenge amagezi. Uzakwenza njani khona okungenamsebenzi? Okunye ukuzama yikho lokuthi akula msebenzi yindaba yokuthi usizathola ukuthi kule kudla lokhu kuholiswayo
ukufunwa ngabantu ngoba belambile bengenamsebenzi lapho akubuyi ngendlela akuzwakali ukuthi kubuya njani kulesi mbudengunde ukuthi uthole ukuthi kuyathiwa abanye abantu abanye bayeqiwa ngamanye ama-problems esiwatholayo esigabeni kulezi ndaba ze-COVID. Of course COVID was a huge problem. Abantu beswela ukudla, beswela amanzi, beswela izimali zokuyathenga begula kungenazibhedlela abangazithola. Kule ndaba yokuhlukuluzwa ngamapholisa, kule ndaba ye-crime. I-crime ngani sivabile kakhulu, abantu bayagwazala, bayabulalana, bayabulawa. Sifuna ukubona izinto zinezo ziyalungiswa. So yizo izindaba esizitholayo. Okunye abantu benkulumane bafuna ukuthi bathole i-feedback nxa sisiye emaphalamende lapho sibe sizobanika ama-feedback bazwisise labo ukuthi kuhamba njani. Okugcina esingakusho ukuthi sicele uZulu ukuthi avotele i-Citizens Coalition for Change, okuyiphathi okuyinhlanganiso yabantu, okuyiphathi yabantu, iphathi egxile embonweni wabantu. Yibo okushoyo ukuthi Citizens Coalition for Change. Besicela abantu ukuthi nxa befika bayivotele Citizens Coalition for Change, bavotele ucacafulu enkulumane ukuze ngiqhube umsebenzi we-Citizens Coalition for Change ephalamende.
There you are, is the campaign season marvelous. He's saying a lot of things here. He says he was pushed out of parliament because he was one of those people that used to question the way government was spending money, the way things were going, you know, in the country generally. So I still remember there was a very hot debate in parliament when, you know, he was talking about some of these proposed amendments and all those kind of things. So he was one of the most vocal parliamentarians, you know, together with the IBD. So at the end of the day, he says he was recalled because of the way he was saying a lot of things in parliament. So he says he can, if he goes back to parliament, he will fight by all means to represent all Zimbabweans, especially the Nkulumane constituency.
I want to talk to you about the fact that munhu enkulumane kana vachinge vawana mukana wekuti vawanike vachivhoterwa vakamirira vatu ravachamisa reCCC.
Yes, and I know that Dr. Zimba Mavaza is around, and then after Mavaza we'll use a certain other video that we took from Kwekwe that you sent us, marvelous. So let's get a kind of analysis of what Pulu was saying. You know, Mr. Mavaza, Dr. Mavaza, welcome to the program.
Welcome, sir. Can I just give a summary of what he said? Because
so what you are saying is that you know, he was put out of parliament because he was one of the most vocal parliamentarians, one, and secondly, he used to challenge some of the laws that were being enacted in parliament, and thirdly, he's a man who was always you know, who has always had his roots in Nkulumane, and he was doing everything that people wanted him to do. And he was always giving feedback to the community on what is supposed to be done. So he was in the People's Democratic Party, but recalled because the MDCT actually challenged his affiliation. So they thought that he was affiliated to the MDC alliance, which was then led by Nelson Chamisa. So at the moment, he is in CCC, the Citizens Coalition for Change. So in brief, he was saying he's the person to vote for, you know. Is there to talk on behalf of the people? Is there to actually enact laws, right?
Yes. To start with, he started this campaign by lying, which is not correct. He has not been recalled because of his activities in parliament. He was recalled because of their own infighting in their party. He was not recalled by Mwanzora or by Kupe. He was recalled by his own party general secretary. It has nothing to do with either MDCT or ZANU-PF. And again, there are very, very vibrant speakers in parliament who are known, and they are still there. They have not been recalled or arrested. Actually, there is a parliamentary privilege in Zimbabwe. Whatever you say in parliament, you cannot be arrested for it or penalized for it. So therefore, the position he is putting himself in, it's just a campaign gimmick, which is not right for a politician to do. He must campaign and must tell the people what he did when he was the MP before he was recalled. What has he shown to the people and people would vote him on that basis, not on lies that he's been speaking.
So let's say the context of his argument is that, you know, at the end of the day, he was challenging some laws that were being enacted, and he's a legal practitioner by profession. So he was saying he was challenging some of the laws, and all that showed that he was representing Nkulumane constituency in a proper way. So is that not the role of a lawmaker?
No. We are not talking about the role of the lawmaker here. We are talking about what he did. What you said is what a lawmaker is supposed to do. Did he do that? No, he didn't.
And he says he did it.
He didn't. Why? Because if you look into the parliamentary reports, you have hardly heard about Kapulu saying anything except the day he was fired. Maybe he spoke once or twice on his maiden speech. You ask any man on the street, they don't know who he is. You would know him because you're a journalist, but there are people in Zimbabwe in other constituencies who have got the ear on parliamentary activities. They don't know him. They know of any other opposition. Biti, yes, I can talk about Biti. Biti has been very vocal. Yes, and not Fulu. Fulu has not been vocal. So we cannot come up and raise such an issue when we know that is entirely politicking and it's not the right thing we should do. So Fulu here is not telling the truth. He's literally lying, and I would say...
For the record, Mr. Dr. Mavaza, if you check the Hansard, his name is all over the Hansard concerning laws.
No. Go into any sections where we're discussing about the laws and what did he contribute. The most vocal person you can find all over the Hansard is not Fulu. All over the Hansard you can find Bitu, you can find Job Scala. I'm talking about the opposition members.
Oh, yes. I think you touched a certain button and you muted yourself. Quiet. Can you hear me now? No, can you?
We can't hear you.
Yeah, can you rejoin? So let's go to Mr. Let's see. Yeah, there we are. Marvelous, go ahead.
I want. Tinotenda Dr. Mavaza vanga varipo vauya a short notice. Thank you so much. Uyezve kutenda vakawanda zvikuru vauyawo zvakare savapedza last minute asimauya pachirongwa. Titevo pfungwa dzenyu pane zviri kuitika panyaya yemabyelections. Zvii zvamuri kutimi vakamirira CCC vachange vari kuunza kune avo vachavavhotera.
Yes, starting with the aspect of the Kapulu issue.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Regarding kwazise muri Zimbabwe yakateerera nevese ma yellow kwese yango wa yellow pama banana ipapo pama orange ipapo. Thank you so much. Let me answer react to what Tete Mavalasa asked. Kuti vanenge vachiita chii matungamiriri vedu vari kudzokera ku Parliament kuti vanomirira vanhu ndo vakanga vambovaisa imomo vakabviswa zvisiri pamutemo naMonzora. Saka iko zvino vanhu vazvakare vachadzorera vatungamiriri vedu kudare reParamende vachinoita basa ravo rekumirira vanhu. Chinonakidza chinoita kuti zvinhu zvive nyore, chichavaita kuti zvive nyore kuti vadzorerwe ndechekuti vese ana Honorable Hwende, ana Honorable Yepimo Chidziva, ana Honorable Chibaya, vese havana kumbobvira vamira kushanda muvanhu, havana kumbobvira vabuda muvanhu. Musi unoyu I think makaona Honorable Yepimo Chidziva vachivhura zvibhorani kuHighfield West, ndo yanhamo yedu yekuti taakuita zvibhorani mutaundi. Hurumende haisi kuvaka madhamu, asi tinongotaura kuti vanhu vakaramba vachishanda, vatungamiriri vevanhu vakaramba vachishandira vanhu. Saka nanhasi muri kuona vari kuunganirwa nevanhu, vanhu vari kufara zvakanyanyisa. Mune mufaro wakawedzera muZimbabwe kuti mabyelections akauya akuitwa uye vatungamiriri vevanhu vaakudzokera. Tinozviziva tese isu kuti vatungamiriri vevanhu vanosarudzwa nevanhu, havapiwe, havanongedzerwi kuti iwe chienda kwakati, iwe chienda kwakati. Ndozvataakuona zvakuitika iko zvino, asi tirikungonzwa kurwadziwa nezviri kuitwa nezanu PF. Iri kuti panenge pakaungana vanhu iri kuenda ichinorova vanhu, ichiro viringidza vanhu. Makaona kumukobha kugweru, honorable Chibaya, President Chamisa, nevamwe vatungamiriri veCCC, vakavhiringidzwa zvisina mukara akamboona nemapurisa vachirohwa vachiita sei vachirambidzwa kutaura nevanhu. Asi Zuroria, Monzora neZanu PF vanga varimo mugweri imomo vachiita zvimwe chete izvozvo asi vachibvumidzwa kuita. Saka unongoona kuti mutemo wacho uri hausi kuitwa zvakaenzerana. ZANU PF naMonzora vanobvumirwa kuunganidza vanhu, vanobvumira kutaura nevanhu, asi CCC vanhu vari kubva varohwa. Takazoona zvakare zvichiitika kuHighfield nekwakawanda wanda. Saka isu tinongoramba tichiti vanhu zivai, onai zviri kuitika. Chakunakidza ndechekuti vana veZimbabwe vari kuzviona kuti ari kukonzeresa mhirizhonga muZimbabwe ndiani, ari kukonzeresa kutambura kwavo ndiani, uye kuti anokwanisa kuuya kuzochinja zvinhu neupenyu hwavo ndiani. Saka vachangoenda payelo ipapo vonovhota musi wa26 March, voenda pamaorange ipapo, pamabhanana ipapo endai tinovhota tichinje zvinhu zviri kuitika muZimbabwe.
Yeah, thank you so much. You can put that in English. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
All I was saying was our members of parliament are ready everywhere where they are, and we know that they are going to get back in parliament. And one good thing about all our members of parliament was, even when they were illegally recalled, they never left the people. They continued to go to the people. They continued to give information to the people. They continue to do their projects with the people. We also, what happened in Highfield West, Honorable Hetumo Chidziva was very busy everywhere, making sure that he was in contact with the people, providing water through the provision of boreholes, which is very unfortunate because we shouldn't be having boreholes in the cities. But the government, the local government, which takes all money from councils and is supposed to be building dams, is not doing that. When was the last dam built in Harare or Chitungiza? So, the fact of the matter is, all our members of parliament, Honorable Wende, Honorable Chibaya, and many others that were recalled, were working very hard in their constituencies. So the people have no confusion. They know their leaders. They know the leaders that they elected in 2018, and we have no doubt that they are going to re-elect them again and put them back in parliament, because that's the nature of politics. People, members of parliament are elected by people. They are not appointed by certain individuals. So the people are going to do the same thing on 26 March, and CCC will be represented, and the people of Zimbabwe will be represented by the people of their choice, people who care about them.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Dr. Mavaza. Your reaction to that, Dr. Mavaza.
Thank you so much. I just missed a second to clarify on Pulu, but let me continue to what Sekuru Jokora was saying. Sekuru Jokora is always in a campaign mood. Of course, this is a campaign season. But the reality of the matter is that he is confused. Firstly, When the MDCT had a meeting in Gweru, it was after the restrictions were uplifted. It was not during the time of COVID. It was not in breach of any restrictions, because the restrictions were uplifted then. So this is different. We cannot compare when people want to meet when there are restrictions and people meeting when there are no restrictions. So this blind looking at the laws which is done by CCC, it's inciting. It is just trying to incite the people, to make people believe that they are victims when they are actually the culprits. And there are triple culprits, CCC, and that has to change. Furthermore, the mistake he's making is that Pulu was not a member of was not a member of CCC every time when he was pulled. He was a member of PDP, and therefore it's not like that they are going to bring back a person they want. They put PDP instead of MDCA that time. So it speaks volumes. And I can tell you, in that constituency alone, we are going to see a splitting of votes. In Bulawayo again, we can notice that the CCC is fielding two candidates in one constituency. The other ones are fighting that side. They are not organized. They are rushed up with their party without even organization. The country, to rule a country, it needs the proper organization. So what I can simply say to our listeners today, you do not have to rush for the newcomers because they don't know what they are doing. Rush for those who are seasoned, those with experience, and those you have suffered together with. We have gone through problems together. We'll go through our pleasures together. We can go through our prosperity together. And that is ZANU-PF. And that's the party we must look at in these by-elections. But again, as we can say, and I've said this once again, these by-elections, whatever the results are, they are not going to show the popularity of ZANU-PF or of CCC. These are the positions which MDCA was occupying. They withdrew themselves. They recalled themselves, and they are the ones who are putting us in this situation again. What I can simply say to the people is: do not vote for those who can recall themselves after 2 days. Vote for the party which will stick, which will give you your representative until the next elections. Don't vote for those who are experimenting on their candidates. Who knows? They can pull them again off tomorrow. We need people with the continuity, people to continue in their constituencies, in their positions, to help their constituencies, to help the people of Zimbabwe. We need representatives to do their work, not simply to pull them and remove them again. So,
Asita, regarding Bokbata Ipapo, Dr. Mavaza, Vamo Vanga, so it is she, Shakshunga, who is the name, Zano Pier, Shamungati, Vako Tiri, Shavasati Vakwanta Kunza, Panguva, Yavanga Vari.
That's a good question. Zvatinazvo zvinezvi zvisinazvi tinoda kupedzesa zvatakatanga kwasara gore nehafu kuti zvipere tipfike pama general elections next year. Zvii zvatiri kuita development muri kungoiona. We are developing towns, we are developing structures, we are having companies. Last week, you can agree with me, we had three companies which opened in Bulawayo, where the PEMSEC of industry and commerce. Maybe Banda was there, and the three companies had opened, and we are not talking about the Chinese companies, we are talking about companies which are really known, which have the astute of work from long time. And we have got over 800 people who were employed in less than 2 weeks by those companies which had opened, and we're told that we're going to have more companies opening up because for the past 3 years, We're laying out the process, the foundation of economic change, of economic development. We are now doing economic development. We are now in the process of, we don't need to experiment anymore. We are now continuing with it. We are now changing. We are now proceeding with the changes we've already put into practice. So ED is for economic development. And this is what we are now looking at. And we are saying, for this 1 year which is left, vote ZANU-PF. You will see us through to the changes we've started.
Thank you very much. And stay on the line. We've got Mr. Gregory Ncube of the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. He's actually contesting in Kulumane. Here he comes.
Yeah, Namasana, Jalo, the Republican Party of Zimbabwe, Omi Laos and Tisa, okay, to Lama by elections, how much 26? Nunzanumba.
Aminika Mamu Gregory, left Chain Ncube. Umfana okhulele ozalele ewange ewangikhole hospital ngasekuphuma ngazohlala khonapha eBulawayo. So ngumuntu okhulele eNkulumane from primary school, secondary school up to the gate. Ngumuntu onokho mfana ngikhaya. So yebo, le msebenzi yokuthula ngenza lo bhelokhena, but ngingene ku-Republican Party of Zimbabwe, RPZ in abbreviation, khangelele ukuthi silungise
imfundo.
Ibunjwe 2018, yes, khangelela ukuthi silungise inhlupho esizibonayo njengabantu esigabeni. Siyabe sihlangana nezinhlupho eziningi, kodwa siba labantu abasezindaweni lezi bethi bayalungisa, kodwa bayabuyauyinokusele
kakhulu okwenzakala enkulumane la.
Uyabona, enkulumane siye uhluphi kakhulu singakhangela ebantwaneni besifazane, i-youth, girl child, labantu abangomama. Bahlezi bele nhlupho eziningi ezokuthi kudingakala ukuthi bancediswe, ngoba abantu bangomama kumele banakeke. Kodwa lokho kule same problem from day one. Ngincane ngikhula ngiphuma endlini ngishiye umama ngikwazi uhlupho oluthile, ngiphendele futhi ngisole kufanayo lakathi esitoke kuyinto efananayo. So yikho esikudingayo, ngoba ungananzela kulabanye abantwana abangakwanisi ukuthi bazithengele ama-toiletries. There are other children who are not even able to pay school fees. ulabanye ugogo abahleziyo abangekho la ku-pension fund okuthi athole ukuthi ebesehluleka lokuthi umzukulu akamkhulise njani ngoba wehlelwa umthetho sivini i-birth certificate. Kulama-problems amaningi esigabeni sokuthi athole bengelakudla abantwana bedubeka uzithola umntwana ehlezi uyenza abanye abantwana besifazane begcine besiyakhomba ngenxa yokuthi she has to find a way to survive. So we must improve the life of the
children in Gaza.
Well, now it was a record of the parliament. Yamba Yakum of Shamsilam, Siboni Sane, Banyas, Wooting Tin, Mova Ukala, Wabos Islam, Labana, Ustupola, and Labana.
Ani ba karabati vinga inembe opposition ngazungi na parliament aulando za chinja la pa wonubona nza chinja.
Ai uyabona sanga ngana nzela kuna fubudi kula banya bantu abangena yo bashale be pure footy development fund kodwa bengenzi lutho izibuye le development fund yani le qhakathekile ukuthi you work with the community regardless of which political party they come from ihlale phansi lonke livumelane lenze ama project proposals then when that money comes you sit down and vote on what to do concerning that money, the project will be able to be productive to the community, then you do it. I will not tell you
about it.
Well, abantu ngubuthi bami ngosisi bami, I've talked to many of them and they know and appreciate their way ukuthi ama intentions ami ngawani and I'm not a corrupt politician ukuthi mhlawumbe njona mpizi whatever ngikhijima nithembisa abantu ezingekho because my main aim is angifuni ukuthembisa umuntu ukuthi I can promise my girlfriend but I don't want to promise people things. I want to sing in the ground, sonke nini, siyenze nini into kumele siyenze. Silungiseni isigaba sethu and to be making promises to them for no reason.
So ufuna ukuthi usenzele abantu ukujinja.
Angifuni ukusebenzela abantu sitshintshe isigaba sethu ngoba ngikhaya. Kulumane is my home. Kulumane is my home. You need somebody to come from
that is Mr. Gregory Ngube of the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. So Mr. Ngube is saying that he's not making many promises. What he's going to do is to engage the community all the time. So he says, that's his work, you know, engaging the community and doing all what he can. So he actually highlighted some of the issues that are faced by people in Kulumane. And he says they include, challenges concerning sanitary wear among girls and women. And he says at the end of the day, there's a lot of poverty that needs to be tackled in Kulumane. And if elected, he's going to talk to the people on ways of getting rid of some of these challenges. So he says there is this issue of the constituency development fund, which is not used wisely in most cases. So he's going to get the people's views to actually, rectify all these things that have been done in the wrong way. So he says that's him. And he's a musician, by the way.
Oh, very interesting. Very interesting day indeed. Opportunities were. Kune vashandi vakamirira Nkulumane zvakare vari kutaura ivo kuti vari veRepublican Party anzi ini ndikavhoterwa ndichaunzwa pundutso imomo nzvimbo yeNkulumane nokuti vari ndakakurira imomo saka ndinoziva zvinodiwa nevanhu nezvimwe zvakadaro.
And we also have an interview with another person in Kwekwe. Let's hear this interview. Marvelous.
Ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu muzvare Judith Tobaiwa. Chiri pamoyo penyu ndezvipi semumwe ashanga akamirira sangano reCCC amukwepe central?
Chiri pamoyo pangu ndezvekuti tinochisandira mutemo nezviri kuitika mararamiro atiri kuita muno mukwepe central.
Kunyanya zvinyinga mupini zvamuri kuona zviri kusangana nevanhu imomo ndezvipi?
Zvimwe zvacho ndeizvozvi zviri kutoitika zvamunoona sisi tichitaura kudai magetsi aende. Handizivi kuti chikonzero chaita kuti magetsi aende chii. Ndozvimwe zvezvimwe zvinhu zvatinenge tichida kunotarisa. Mukatarisa Mukwekwe izvezvi hatina mvura, tinotorarama nemvura yekunaya. Magetsi aenda, saka izvezvi hatizivi kuti torarama nei. Saka chimwe chechinhu chatinoda kunochinja kuparliament kana ndazopinda ini muzvare Judith Tobaiwa. Ndinoda kunonzwisisa kumakurukota edu kuti chinomboita kuti magetsi aende chii. Nokuti isusu taimbofunga kuti kana tikange takuita zvekujusa magetsi haachaendi. Zvinoiko zvinezvi tiri kungojusa magetsi ari kuenda. Mvura chai chai taifunga tikaisirwa mamita yekuti tijuse mvura haiende. But mvura iko zvino Mukwekwe tatisina kana dambudziko rekuti mvura inoenda. But iko zvinezvi mvura yakutoenderana nemagetsi. Takutoverenga kuti kana magetsi akaenda nhasi tobatawo kuti magetsi aenda. Saka takuverenga kuti mvura yakuenda in the next 2 days. vana havasi chaendi kana kuchikoro achiyazivi kuti ndo corona here corona yakarova kunyange nematicha here corona yakarova kunyange nechi nekunodzidzira vana vedu zvakutishungurudza isusu muno muguta rekwekwe nekuda kwekuti muno muguta rekwekwe kunoitwa zvemaini vana vazhinji vasingachaendi kuchikoro vakumhanyidzana kuenda kumakomba kunochera zvinova izvo rava dambudziko rakutiwandira kuti magetsi hatina mvura hatina vana vachaendi kuchikoro zvese zvakutiwandira chorarama sei munzvimbo yekwekwe
tobotarisa pamataura panyaya yekorona yakamira sei imomo mukwekwe
muno mukwekwe mastatistics ekorona tinango hiende bati chinotishamisa ndechekuti marali anoitwa zvikoro zvakavharwa zvinorevere kuti vanoenda kumarali havarohwi nekorona asi vana vechikoro vari kunzi havaende kuchikoro muno mukwekwe kana tine vana vakambobatwa nekorona kuzvikoro i1 or 2% yevana vakabatwa nezvikoro nekorona kuzvikoro asi kumarali hapana anobatwa nekorona inongobata kuvana chete vari vachienda kuchikoro zvinova izvo zviri kutibata sevagari vemukwekwe sevagari vevana vemuzimbabwe again noti kwekwe chete zviri kubata nyika yese asi mukwekwe chinonyatirwadzwa ndechekuti mune nhau yezvekukorokoza vana vese vakutizira kuenda kunokorokoza uyezve mune nhau yemutoriro iri kusvitwa nevana nekuda kwefodya mbanje zvese zvakuitika muno vana they are now uncontrollable hachakwanisi kukontrola vana nekuda kwezvese izvozvo saka chikumbiro changu ndechekunoti kana hurumende ingatiwanirawo zvimwe zviri nazvo kuti vana vedu vadzokere kuzvikoro vatipe protection yekuti vana vakwanisa kudzokera kuchikoro kana vachikwanisa kupa protection yevanhu vanoenda kumarani ngavachipawo protection kune vana vedu vaende kuzvikoro
aiwa tinotenda
thank you so much
asi tisati taenda chitaurai zvakare muuye uchizive kuti vanhu vanovhotera papi semunhu ari kutsvaga uritsigiro kwamuri ikoko
muno mukwekwe tine macenters atinawo 1 izvezvi kune chirongwa chekurejista kuvhota chiri kutenderera nharaunda yese yekwekwe muzuva ranhasi nezuva rakapfuura rane zuro vanga vari mumasasa vari pamusha wezayoja church ndopanga pachirejistirwa kuvhota kwoitazve mangwana acho vanenge vari kuward 6 vachatenderera mawards ose vachirejista kuvhota uyezve kanazve takuenda kunovhota tichange tine masenders edu kwatinovhotera mukwekwe tine masenders 36 ekuvhotera so masenders iwayo ndoatange tichienda tichinovhota isusu bato rangu randinobva rinonzi TCC citizen coalition for change kuti zvinhu zvose zvishanduke magetsi ari kuenda mvura iri kushanduka zvese izvi tikwanise kuzvichinja hande tinovhotera muzvare Judith Robaiwa patriple C inotungamirwa naadvocate Nelson Chamisa citizen coalition for change
So, you know, seeing the power going off, something classic, right?
We were having the interview, so she was able to see how people in Zimbabwe are living, especially in the area of Kwekwe Central, where she's, you know, vying to get the vote, because she says she's actually competing against two men in that area, one from ZANU-PF and one from the MDC alliance. So she was literally just saying, as a young woman, this is the kind of a situation that they take day in, day out. Power goes off and the children can't do homework when they're at school and, you know, some of the issues that she literally was able to walk us through.
Yes, go ahead with Chief Sofian.
Vachokora, mamuru kunzwa zvanga zviri kutaura. Muzvare Judith Tobai vachange vakamirira bato renyu pane here zvamungatsinhire pane zviri kusanganiwa nevanhu munyika pari zvino zvingaita kuti vazodawo kuvhotera kuti bato renyu riwane mamwe makanzura kana maMP
ndakatisinganzwe vhidhiyo yacho asi tiri kuziva tiri kuona nhamu iri kuonekwa naonarable Judith ndatombotaura navo makuseni ano vachitaura nezvemota yavo yakatorwa nekushungurudzwa kwavari kuitwa nevanhu vezanu uyu mwana mudiki ari kuedza kuti amiririre vechidiki uye vanhu vese vemukwekwe central ende tinozviziva vanozviziva chero vemukwekwe vacho kuti mwana anoshanda mwana anotumika saka handisi kuona achitadza kupinda ipapo asi ndaida kuti ndingotaurawo zvangu kuti vanhu vana vezimbabwe varikuona zviri kuitika. The people of Zimbabwe, they are seeing all the victimization of CCC members of parliament. They are seeing what ZANU-PF has been doing, and they know what has happened in the past 40 years. So I'm really shocked to see ZANU-PF and people like Dr. Mavaza are still encouraging people to vote for ZANU-PF. Of course, they have to do that, but we know that for 40 years, it has been like slavery in Zimbabwe. For 40 years, it has been all looting, nothing else. So if they come here and say, vote for us again for the next 5 years, what it essentially means for the Zimbabwean people is ZANU-PF is saying, vote us for the next 5 years so that, you know, there will be more, you know, 85% unemployment. Vote us for the next 5 years so that there will be more poverty in Zimbabwe. Vote us for the next 5 years so that there will be more abductions and more poor roads, poor infrastructure. That's what it essentially means, because we have not seen anything that ZANU-PF has done. It is just poverty and poverty. We need to change even the meaning of the word poverty, because it's there on the records. You just Google it. Zimbabwe has officially become one of the poorest countries in the world, and yet we have so many resources that the government is misusing. Not misusing, we know where the resources are going. We have seen people with bars and bars of gold. That money could have been used in hospitals to make sure that we have good hospitals, to make sure that we have medicine in our hospitals, to make sure that teachers are paid, to make sure that we have schools, good schools, proper schools in Zimbabwe. But that's not happening, because all the money is being misused by a few people. So, Zimbabweans, let's be informed voters. Let's look at what is happening in the country. Let's look at our suffering. Let's look at what is happening in other countries that are closer to us. We are the poorest. We have the poorest infrastructure in the region. So why should you continue to vote for someone like that? Why should you continue to vote for someone who has been in power for 40 years and has failed to improve your life? Let's not talk about other things, but your life. Are you working right now? If you are a youth, you are not working. Have you ever worked? Have you ever gotten a payslip, even one day? You have never been employed, so you don't have a payslip. So why would you vote for someone like that? Let's look at what can be done, what can be possible. It's no longer possible for ZANU-PF to turn around Zimbabwe. It will just be poverty. We are voting for 5 years, more of poverty, more of this suffering.
Thank you very much. Dr. Mavaza, your quick reaction to that, sir.
Thank you. Just a word of advice. Kuti maisho sewa goza, wagosonera washo se juzera kanaka, irukaratidza urombe wepati yao, that color is misused. But anyway, position agatana ndekuti, so saro kangana problem, you may say, ZANU-PF has been in power for so long, I agree. But the new dispensation has been in power for 3 years. This is our third year. We felt like we've been 40 years with the new dispensation. And since it came into power, pane zvakawanda zvayakaita mashanduko yakawandisa iri kuitika. Iko zvinezvi as we speak, the Minister of Education ari kupinda into meetings nematicha. They want to raise their salaries to the level yakanga iri kudhara, because yarohwa neinflation. We understand that as a party, and we don't understand that as a government. So in other words, it's not like it's a government yekudhara yavane 40 years. This is a three-year-old government. It's in its infants, and it's doing the best it can, and we can assure you, our MPs are kukambena, and they are with us stand for elections, these by-elections. Vote for them. They will assist you in your constituencies, and they will help with Tite come through to the end of this term. In 5 years, when we look, we take stock of the 5 years, what have we done? You think we have done a lot of things. Things will come into picture, and it will be understood. So it is not true what Muzari, the lady who is campaigning in Kwekwe for CCC. And we, as you can see, there are over 3,500 cars which were impounded by the police. At this MDC, at the CCC, is the one who are good driver motor some number plates. Because there's been a lot of robbery, a lot of crimes caused by that. Saka ER driver motor yake is some number plates. Over claim I could because I'm campaigning. We don't work like that. Even the one with MPF, Takatorwa, the Mapurisa, the Rakomana with security, different departments, Vakatorwa, Motka. So if you look at that, I think politics, we cannot put law and order ahead of politics. We have to keep our country clean. We have to keep our country manageable. Because when I remember, so this is why Eka was taken. But furthermore, Kuna violence. I'm sure I was hoping there's no violence. Akuna Rukurowa, Akuna Rukabena, door to door, whichever way, Akuna Rukis Zirwa, and Akuna Vakau, the way VCC Karamuchina, and I'm going to approach our ZBC, my radio stations, ZBC, ZTV. Kumuno approach for your campaigns, you pay because they are business. And I'm not about that. I'm not campaigning now. I cannot grant it. So there is nobody. I go to Nigeria. So why did the Gunye Bera go to Nigeria? But I go to Kago Kondo. What we see is at the end of this election, yes, we agree. Could depend on my areas. I want to win. But I got out in a seat out. But depending on our two or two era, the good people have seen that these people are not serious. They cannot be trusted.
So, and the lady, the
age people to vote for Zambia.
The lady in Kwekwe had some kind of power failure during the interview. So, can you address that in 30 seconds?
We are not aware of what is happening in Kwekwe at the moment. But yes, we are having power cut problems. And the minister, Vasoda Jemu, actually said on Friday, this situation is getting better in Zambia and Nami, but wherever there are rains, we always have my power problems. Even here in England, Pakangona and Braga want to saturate my power cut for some time. We did Gadzirika, but in Zimbabwe, and with our economy at the moment, yes,
it's silent. Dr. Mavaza, just hold on, Mr. Go ahead, Sosue. 1 second, sum up.
It's 5 more years of power outages, 5 more years of water shortages, 5 more years of this kind of suffering, this level of poverty. If you make a mistake of voting ZANU-PF again, we need change. We need the new leaders, and the new leaders are there. And I know the people of Zimbabwe.
So I think we've got some kind of challenges a little bit with the network. Dr. Mavaza, your last word, sir.
So I can assure you, but vote for ZANU-PF. Vote the one you trust. Don't experiment with your life. Your life is important. Vote for ZANU and things will change.
So now, but there's some people who are saying you've overstayed your welcome, you know, as the ruling party. How do you react to that?
Just we are 3 years old. We haven't even finished our first term. So we have explained clearly that this is called ZANU-PF new dispensation, and therefore we have not overstayed. Those who overstayed ended in 2017. This is a different party.
But some people have been in government for more than 40 years, you know, and they are ruling right now, right?
Yes, it's like we cannot use that as an argument because we have got people who have been in MDC since it was created, and they are still in CCC. We can't call them. They are not CCC because they've been
different. Thank you very much. For that, we end our show today. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF and Mr. Tawanda Sokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Mr. Gregory Ncube of the Republican Party of Zimbabwe, and Mr. Kutakwa Phulu of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Msananya, who gives out if wanted both Mr. Jokora and
time is up.
Also Dr. Mavaza to comment on the soccer. Maybe they would have agreed.
Yeah, time is up.
Win by Senegal. But congratulations to Senegal for taking the Africa Cup of Nations, and also thank you to Judith Tolaiwa of CCC in Central. I'm Marvelous Msananya.
Thank you.